We end tonight's show in Alexandria, where a task force is looking at whether the city's cab drivers should be able to leave their company as they choose. Presently, the city requires that cabbies remain with their company for 2 years, but drivers report experiencing difficulty in switching companies even after that 24-month period. At a recent meeting of the city-appointed task force, cab driver advocate and attorney Aurora Vasquez said good companies have nothing to fear if drivers have the ability to choose their own company.
Your companies want to say, and this city constantly say, they treat their drivers well, and, you know, we do a lot for them. We invest in our company, and we do this, we do that. If that's the case, then fear not the annual movement period. Your workers are not going to leave you. Workers do not leave a boss they're happy with. So if there's mass exodus, this city has a huge problem with its existing thing. Because if so many of your workers are unhappy with the company they're with, that they, given the opportunity, run to a different boss, it's a deeper issue than what we're talking about here.
Aurora Vasquez also had this to say at the task force meeting.
We think you should reinstate the annual movement period. The city knows how to do it. It's done it before. We don't think any workers should be obligated to remain with their current boss before seeking better working conditions for any amount of time. We are, however, willing to concede that for a 12-month period for the sake of uniformity and managing transfers between companies. And we don't think the city should be standing between workers and their ability to seek improved working conditions. Because again, under the current system, if you want to transfer today, and today is not that magic 24-month mark, you cannot. Your only choice would be to leave the industry outright.
That was Aurora Vasquez joining us in studio to talk more about this task force and the issue of driver mobility in Alexandria is cabbie leader Daniel Brahani. Welcome.
Thank you.
Give us an overview about this issue, and then we can get into the task force itself. But welcome back, I should say, because we've had you on before. But go through, what is the system? You're a cab driver in Alexandria. What do you face as far as your ability to leave the company you work for?
Well, if I have to explain brief again, as I did before, the rule in Alexandria says that we have to affiliate also with a company, which means we have six different companies and driver have to be part of that. And also it says that if you want to change a company, before it used to be that you can move yearly base, which means you have to wait 12 months. And from there, if you're not happy with the service you get from the company, you move. But then they change it to 2 years. On top of that, even if you wait for 2 years, it's almost impossible to go to another companies. So now we have companies who take advantage of it where they don't have to do any work at all or provide you the service that you need. So you don't feel, you don't have an option to move at all, even if you want so. So that's what we are at the moment, and we are trying to bring it back where driver can pick and choose which company they want to work for. It doesn't mean that everybody going to change, but people who's not satisfied should not be obligated to work in a company they're not happy. And one particular loophole they have in the city is that they're fearing that if they open the market, then the driver is going to associate themselves with a company who doesn't serve the city, and they will go to airport. That's the main fear they have. But they don't have any law that actually prevent that. The argument always been that if we open the market, driver will transfer and the city will be empty. And the recent argument that we have for them is that if it is enough a job in a city, people will not go to anywhere. And even if you have this restriction you have at the moment, a driver is not obligated to work in a city. They can still go to the airport if they want so. For instance, recently, close to 200 driver and a city driver have obtained license at the airport. And if they want to go to the airport, they can do so. And the city have no whatsoever protection of having driver in a city. But they're making this loophole, you have to say, for 2 years and et cetera, et cetera. So we want to change that so driver can have option to work with the company they are pleased with.
Daniel Brahani, talk about this task force, which was created by the city council of Alexandria, and I guess they appoint the members of this task force. It's now met several times. The audio that we played is from the most recent meeting a couple weeks ago, and we have another clip that we're going to turn to. But give us an overview. What is this task force?
Task force is signed from council members because this issue was bigger than what they expected to be, and they want to have a different group to view this industry. And the way they did it is bringing different entities from the city, one driver, one company owner who's going to represent all the six company, and one driver is going to represent almost 800 driver, which doesn't make any sense, but we took it. Then you have one council member, one from elder, one from the disabled community, and from Department of Transportation. So it's nine different group that is there who's going to review this business. So we are going to go and give our opinion to our council member according to them and see what is the best interest for the city, because that's what they initially are talking about. The best interest for the city is citizen. So the task force is going to give their recommendation to council member, and from there, the council member will take a decision which way they want to go.
And specifically, this task force is looking at whether drivers should be able to leave not just after 24 months.
That's one of the main line. I mean, what we meant, what we provided or submitted change that we wanted in the code is not only that, but that is one of the major one, because that would open the whole topic. Because when driver have a choice to go to a different company as they choose, then you would have all this loophole that is existing being taken away, where company would not treat you unfairly, and they would not force you to use equipment that you don't want to. They would not charge you the maximum they can. You will be in a place to negotiate, because they know that if they abuse you, then you have an option to go and look for a better boss that treats you well. So that is the main thing, but there's a lot of things that come along with that. So, yes, if that gets solved, then we believe that all the other issues will be solved along with that.
That's the voice of Daniel Brahani, a cab driver leader in Alexandria. At the most recent meeting of the task force, which was attended, by the way, by Will Martin, who produces the Taxi Link, and is also was there to record, and I'm glad he was, because Alexandria Yellow Cab owner Spencer Kimball spoke, and he said that cabbies are not held hostage. And he also said that if his drivers are not happy working for him, that's no problem, because he's got over 400 applicants waiting for the opportunity to drive for Alexandria Yellow Cab right now. But this is by no means any sort of threat to anybody, Kimball explained. Here's Alexandria Yellow Cab owner Spencer Kimball in his own words.
We totally disagree with the notion that drivers can't move. We continually hear that, but drivers have the ability to leave at any time if they're not happy. And I want to make it very clear to everybody in this room, this is by no means any sort of threat to anybody. Because I've heard that twisted, that we were trying to threaten. Right? We want our drivers to be with us, and we want them to be happy. But if they choose not to obey the tenets of the contract that we have with our independent contractors, they have the right to go anywhere else in the city of Alexandria as long as there's an opening. And if there's not an opening, then they can go to another area, another jurisdiction, and find a place where they would be happier. There are over 400 applicants waiting for the opportunity to drive for Alexandria Yellow Cab as of right now. And we don't want the unhappy drivers to have to stay. We don't want them to feel like they're not getting their fair shake, because there are a lot of people that would love the opportunity to be there. And so I reject the notion that they can't leave. They're not held hostage. They have the opportunity to say, I don't like this contract, I'm leaving. So, and at the end of the day, let me just sum this up. I think one thing that we can all agree on is that we don't need more cabs on the street. We have a fundamental disagreement also on what the state law says. The city attorney spoke into what that means from the city's perspective. We have one attorney that represents two companies who have spoken pretty loud and clearly on what it says and what it means. They disagree. But at the end of the day, if it is interpreted the way the city attorney interprets it, the way our attorney interprets it, any transfers are going to result in more cabs on the street, which is a bad idea for everybody.
That's Alexandria Yellow Cab owner Spencer Kimball speaking at the most recent task force meeting set up in Alexandria to look at the ability of drivers to be able to leave before a 24-month period is currently they are required to do. Joining us in studio is Daniel Barhani, who's a driver leader in Alexandria and also happens to drive for Yellow Cab. Your response to Spencer Kimball's comments?
Well, Mr. Spencer is not wrong, and he said it very clear. He said, if you don't want to work for us, we don't keep you guys hostage. And yes, he might not keep us hostage. You can choose, and your choice that you have is to stop driving a taxi cab in Alexandria. That's the choice that he's giving you. There's no other choice. You don't have any choice when he's talking about opening, when the other company have an opening. The city have restriction where the other company cannot have opening. And that's what we are talking about, change the restriction so a driver can have that chance, what he's referring to go to those companies that might have opening. At this moment, there's no such opening. One option that you have is leave the business and go and do something else, which means work in a different industry than driving a taxi cab. That's what he basically meant.
He said, if drivers choose, they can go anywhere else. If there's not an opening in Alexandria, then they go to another area, another jurisdiction, and find a place where they would be happier. Tony Norman, I want to bring you into this conversation. We're looking now at Alexandria, but we see similar issues throughout this region when it comes to taxi drivers and be it elected bodies or commissions, not necessarily giving drivers the great weight that they should be given when it comes to this industry that is not possible without them.
Yeah, we're seeing a pattern of how these authorities are treating drivers. Basically, as was just brought out, that he's saying that you do have a choice. You either select with this company or you can go into another county. That's just like saying you do have a choice in America. You either do what we say or you get out of this country. I mean, that's what kind of, I guess there is choice. You don't like what I'm doing, get the hell out of here. But that's the way they do things in these various jurisdictions. But so that shows you how these companies, as well as the regulatory agencies, treat the drivers. And we're seeing this pattern throughout the Washington, D.C., through PG County, Montgomery County, and Virginia. That's why we impress upon the drivers to work together in terms of what's happening in these various jurisdictions to fight all of this movement and disrespect of the drivers, and to educate the public as well as the media and these elected officials just how some of these policies are affecting negatively the drivers and how the drivers are being treated. I don't think the general public is being educated on these issues as well as the public policymakers or politicians that are making these decisions. They need to understand what the what's happening on the ground in terms of how this affecting cab drivers, because many of them, I think, don't even care how it affects cab drivers. So that's why we need to raise the consciousness throughout this region.
Daniel Barhani, I want to get your final thoughts, and where do things go from here? How many more times is the task force expected to meet, and when is their report due to the council?
Okay. Initially, the council member, they want this task force to be quick, and they don't want this to be dragged. So we might have two more meetings, and the next meeting is actually already appointed. And I will advise driver to attend on that meeting, which is the 26th of this month, which is not this Monday, the coming Monday. It starts 7 o'clock and normally go for an hour and a half. And I would like you guys to attend for that day so you guys can hear in detail what's going on. And from there, it will be pushed to council member, and council member will be chosen or they will vote on this issue before the end of this year. So we have almost 4 or 5 months to fight as we have done, and we will have a result, whether it's good or bad. At least we can fight them to the end.